Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Menachos. It is an opening to this Masechta. Let's try to understand this name that this Korban is called. It's called a Mincha. Why is it called a Mincha? What does a Mincha mean? Mincha means a gift. When Yaakov Avinu sends a gift to his brother Esav, it's called a Mincha. Mincha Hishlucha. Why, when we're giving a korban which is made out of flour, out of soilus, it's called a mincha? While we're giving a korban out of an animal, that's not a mincha. What's the pshat that a soilus is a mincha? So we'll try to explain this based on chinuch, but we'll start with the Hakdama. And the Hakdama is based on a Torah, which is brought down in two big Sifrei Chassidus. One is the Baal HaTanya, mentions in a few places in his Sfarim, but he writes it in a very Kabbalistic way, in a very difficult way to read it inside. And the other one is the Shem Yishmuel, in two places in Parshas Lech Lecha. So happens to be that both the Yort side of the Baal HaTanya and the Yort side of the Shem Yishmuel is on Chav Dalet Teves, which is the day that we're learning Menachos Daf Beis. So very appropriate on the day of this, these Yort says will bring a vort on their name. The Shem Yishmuel in Lech Lecha Tafesh Shayin Dalet, he brings a question in the name of his father. It says when Avraham Avinu comes to Malkitzedek, Malkitzedek Moitzi Lechem V'Yayin, so Rashi says it's a remez for the Menachos and Nesachim. So I asked the Avni Nezer, why do you bring a remez to Menachos and Nesachim and not the Ika Korban? So he explains based on the Yesoid, we mentioned it a little bit at the end of Maseches Zvachim. The behemoths, the animals, they are living creatures that have a nefesh to them. So they're more comparable to an Adam, and they're easier to elevate and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect as a carbon. But things that grow from the ground, tzemach, like the menachos that come from the flower, from wheat, that's something which is harder to connect it as a carbon to make it Kaddish to Hashem. As the Shem Yishmuel writes, it's easier to be magbia the nefesh chiyunis by a carbon, when the magbia the nefesh at tzemachas, which comes from menachos and nesachim. And later the Shem Yishmuel explains it a little bit more. They have the chait odom arishon niskalkalo adoma. The adom became a kulkul. So that's why it's far away from HaKadosh Baruch. Whatever grows from the ground is not easy to connect. Only lasid lavoi, we're going to have bread growing from the ground, which means the adom will come to a tikkun. The chiddush by Avraham Avinu, the Malki Tzedek, is that he was able to be touching upon what's going to be lasid lavoi, and that's what Malki Tzedek is miramis to him, the mincha nesachim of Am Yisrael, not just a regular carbon, but he's able to take from the ground and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Baal HaTanya mentions, the idea of the mincha is taking the tzumeyach and be makif to Hashem. Ayin, the Sfasemes, Pasha Shlach, Tafesh Meimvov, that he adds to another Nekudo, that we know that an animal represents the Adam. We mentioned it a lot in Masechet Zvachim, Divya Ramban, that the reason for Korbanis, a simple reason for Korbanis, is that the Behemah replaces the Adam. So Behemah is very clearly the replacement of Adam. But a Mincha is not, doesn't reflect the Adam. It's a little different. And Lamaise, this is what the Sefer Achinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Tetzayin. He says like this, clearly Baal Chai is a dimyon chazok etzel ha'odom. It's for Adam to say, to relate to a behemoth and see, this is me. This is replacing me. It's something which is very easy to do. Mashiachin, when we're talking about a mincha, says the Sefer Chinuch, that doesn't relate so much to the Adam, but it compares to his mammon. It's like that he owns. It's not really him. And that's why, says the Sefer Chinuch, it's harder for an Adam to reflect and himself into the mincha and feel that he's giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is himself. To put that all together, we'll bring in what we brought in a previous shiur, the Ritvaz on the Rambam, and Hilchos Sanhedrin and the Perek Yud Ches, that explains the difference between Guf of Adam and the Mammon of Adam. The Guf of the Adam, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to do with the things, doesn't belong to him. A person can decide to come and punish himself or hurt himself. It's not his. But the mammon of Adam belongs to him. Memoinei shaloi. And therefore one can decide to just take his money and throw it away. And this is a partial explanation, the Gemara in Chulin of Tzadik Aleph, that says that tzadikim chavivim memoinim yoisim egufim. A tzadik wants more his money than his body? The answer is the body is of course a Kodesh Bochu. Kodesh Bochu gave me my body to do with it good things. It's not a chiddush if I use it for good. But when someone earns money, it's his. He owns it. And he gives that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a much bigger, greater elevation that a person could do. And that's why tzaddikim are very happy with it. So putting all this together, we could come with the following mahalach. A mincha, which comes from that tzumeach, is harder to elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either because the Sefer Chassidus say, because it's tzumeach, it doesn't have nefesh echiyunis, or like the Sefer Chinuch, because it less reflects who the Adam is. This compares to the moment of the Adam, which is under his control, and is harder to elevate to Hashem. When a person comes and gives that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a very special elevation. That's a special gift that he gives above. Korbanos is natural. You have animals, you give them to Hashem. Since the beginning of creation, that's what people did. But to take a mincha, which is a tzumeach, which is less reflective of Adam, and bring that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a mincha, that's a special gift. That's something which is more of someone giving from himself. Giving something which is more of a donation, something which is more of a gift, of a matana, of a mincha. And the Sefer Achinu concludes, "Uma she'enu b'chiyuv etzal b'nei Adam yikaru mincha." So the uniqueness of this carbon, which is a tzumeach and less reflective of Adam, is a special gift that we give to Hashem. And therefore, the name of it is Mincha Lashon Gift. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.